Yeah, my name's Sally Hyman.
Okay, great. So, Sally, you've set up the new GoFundMe page to raise money to rent a flat for expectant mothers and newborn babies. Why is that needed?
Well, we set up the GoFundMe page, as you said, because the conditions in the camp are really poor. The UNHCR has classified all the camps in Greece according to red, amber and green. And the camp at Ritsona is a red camp because it lacks many facilities. It doesn't have 24-hour health cover. The Red Cross are there from 9 until 2 and then from 5 until 7. So all the other times there is no health cover. The camp is half an hour from the nearest town and there is no public transport. So if there's a medical emergency, there's no way of getting to town unless there happen to be volunteers there with cars. And obviously that's not an ideal way to transport someone who's ill. The camp itself, people are living in tents, which are like sort of largish scout tents. There's no flooring in the tents. There's one camp bed per tent for a family of maybe 6 or 8 people. There is some sponging on the floor, but not enough. The camp itself doesn't have proper hygiene. There are 3 showers currently for 700 people, which is obviously not enough. And there are chemical toilets which are cleaned every day or every 2 days. There are increasing problems with the presence of wild boar around the camp which have been chasing the children. And that's partly they've been brought because of the food waste, which is left, you know, sort of near the bins and so on. The children try to put stuff in the bins, but they're too high, so they can't reach and the stuff gets dropped. There are issues with snakes. Admittedly, this isn't sort of every day, but there are snakes in the area and people are very anxious about the snakes. Most of the snakes that have been found near Ritsona are not poisonous, but in a camp nearby, vipers have been found. And if a child was bitten by a viper, they're half an hour from the nearest hospital, which would be, you know, that could be life-threatening. So conditions on the camp are not good. The concept of a washing machine doesn't exist. People women are doing all their washing in sort of large washing up bowls. So if you've just had a baby, the last thing on earth you want to have to do is to carry water. The food is substandard, partly due to the fact that Greece is broke and can't afford to provide good food. So people are eating rice and potatoes and bits of cheese, but very little by way of fresh fruit and vegetables, if any. They may have oranges, but that's it. So those are the conditions that are currently at the camp for most people. And what we, as a group of international returned volunteers, decided to do was looking at the needs of women who had babies. It was to fund a flat in the nearest town where there is a hospital, which has all the facilities, where women can go once they've had their babies and have access to all the things that you and I would expect to have if we've just had a baby, to have a shower, to have a fridge, to have a kitchen, to have shops nearby where you can buy your nappies, to, you know, all those sorts of things. And we felt that this was a great need. And we decided to do it after the birth of baby Ahmed, who was born by emergency cesarean section. When his mum went into labour at the camp, really she shouldn't have gone into labour because it was her 4th cesarean section, and it was really more by chance than anything else that she was taken to hospital in time to have the baby. Sadly, baby Ahmed is not terribly well and was born quite small, which was hardly surprising given the situation that his mother has been in for the last, I don't know how long, certainly 6 to 8 weeks at the camp, and I don't know how long she's been travelling before that. She was very anemic before she had him and is not very well herself. The Greek teaching Union and Greek teachers in Chalkida have taken on the responsibility of providing her with accommodation, which we didn't know when we set up the GoFundMe page. So we are now working alongside them to help fund anything that they need, because like everybody in Greece, particularly in public services, their pay is very low, and you know, we have access to more funds here. But there are still 23 women who are expecting babies over the next 6 months, and given the human condition, there will probably be more women who get pregnant, sadly, although obviously people don't want to be getting pregnant in those situations, things happen. So what we hope to do is to have this flat in the town and to staff it if we can, preferably with women who have some experience of looking after new babies. We have been in contact with the School of Midwifery in Manchester and are waiting to hear whether any of their students would be interested in coming and staying in the town and helping at the flat and helping the women. And that's the situation so far.
It must be really scary for the women who are pregnant and with the thinking about having to give birth at a place like that. I mean, it should be a really lovely and exciting time. Hormones will be kicking in. They'll be wanting to kind of nest and do the traditional things. There must be. Have you spoken to them? How do they feel?
Yes, we have. I have. I became very, very close with one particular woman while I was there. Her name's Hanan. Hanan is in her late 30s. She was told by her doctor in Syria that she couldn't get pregnant again for medical reasons. And then she got pregnant and really did not want to be pregnant. And she already has three lovely children, beautiful, well brought up young boys. And her demeanor when she's putting in the effort is, yeah, okay, I'm fine, I'm getting on with things. But if you catch her when she's off guard and you say, "Hi Hanan, how are you?" She says, "Not good, I'm still here." And she speaks good English, so she's, you know, she's able to express how she feels. The first time I met her, she was sitting in her tent, extremely anxious and extremely stressed. And she said, "I don't want to have a baby here. Look, how can I have a baby here? This is not a place to have a child." And, you know, any human being has to agree with that. This is not a place to be having a baby. Nobody should be living there, but new babies especially so.
Does it shock you then? Did it shock you when you first went over there and you witnessed all this? Did you expect to see all this?
To be honest with you, yeah. I'd been preparing myself to go to Leros, which was one of the islands where people were landing from Turkey. And I'd been working myself up to working with people who just arrived from the boats. And within, I think, about a week before I was due to go, the borders were closed and the Turkey-EU deal was implemented. And when that happened, I thought, okay, plan B, where am I going to go? Because Leros doesn't need me. They're just sorting clothes. And I don't want to go all that way just to spend my time in a warehouse sorting clothes. I want to go and work with people. I want to go and work with children. My skills are working with babies and with mothers. So I managed to find somewhere else to go, but didn't really have time to orientate myself to think what it was going to be like or what I was going to do. Didn't see any photographs of the camp. So when I arrived, yes, it was a shock. I think the dust and the dirt was a shock. The dust and the litter, because people are depressed. Not surprisingly, they're finding themselves in circumstances which they did not anticipate. They thought once they'd made the crossing from Turkey that things would improve, and in fact they haven't improved. And I was shocked by that, and it was like, oh, why is all this stuff lying on the ground? Let's get people to pick it up. And then after I was there for 3 or 4 days, I thought, no, I can see why, you know, why people just can't be bothered picking up orange peel, because there are far bigger things in their lives than worrying about that. I was shocked by the numbers of children. The camp has 300 children under 12 and 300 children under 12 running around and doing children things. There's a lot of kids in a small space. And I was shocked, I think, by people's need for stuff. Whenever the storage container was opened, no matter what was being given out, there would be a queue because people didn't have what they needed. And the first day I was there, the first thing I did was distribute soap. One of the volunteers who'd been there a bit longer said, "Here, go and take soap round to each tent." And I carried carrier bags full of soap and gave out one to each camp, each tent.
But there's only three showers, did you say, for the hall, for everybody there?
That's right.
So are there massive queues then for them, or do they just, how does that work?
Well, there are queues, yes. I mean, I'd say massive, but there are always queues. People tend to wash by the sinks, or they'll wash in, they'll use the big wash basins that they've been given, the plastic basins that they use for washing their clothes. It was quite a common sight to see small children being stood in a basin and sponged down in cold water and having a complete screaming fit, and then wrapped up in a towel and have their clothes put on them and sat on a chair, wait to sit there and stay clean while I do the next one. And on the whole, kids were clean. On the whole, the clothes were clean. But that was by dint of extreme hard work by the mums. Some of the dads, yes, did a bit, but generally it was the women who were washing, cooking, cleaning kids, making sure the tents were tidy. Anybody who's been on a camping holiday, and this is no holiday, anybody who's been on a camping holiday will know that even with a wash block and access to shops, that it's physically far more tiring than living in your own home. And if you ramp that up, if you imagine doing that all day, every day, in the heat, with depression, with nowhere for your kids to really play, nowhere safe for your kids to play, and suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder and maybe bereavement, and just doing that to survive, that's exhausting.